Welcome in, everyone. Frank Bassett joining you. Welcome to an edition of Live from the Masters, Golf Talk America edition, I might say, and we are here live in Augusta. First, I want to say that Live from the Masters is brought to you by Golf Pride, the number one grip on tour. Okay, it was a big day, a lot going on. The gap is closed. The weather conditions this week have been a critical factor in everything that occurred on that golf course. And as we came into today, we thought Scottie Scheffler might be running away from the pack, secretariat style. But that's all changed. And we're going to get into that with our good friend from Sports Illustrated, Bob Herrig. What I'd like to do is play that interview that we just completed and let you hear what we had to talk about. So that being said, let's jump into it.
Really tough conditions to get it in like he did and to keep the lead. Really impressive. I mean, it's hard to knock anything he's doing. The conditions were so hard, only 9 scores under par, and he kept that lead. And now though, comes the tough part. You got to sleep on it for another night and try to keep those thoughts out of your head as to what's ahead on Sunday.
One of the other stories we've not discussed all week are all of the big names that missed the cut. I mean, there were some big players that just didn't make it this week. What do you attribute to that?
I just think it's golf. I mean, we have a lot of parity right now. We have a lot of great players who are around and moving up. I mean, obviously, Cam Smith is in the mix. He's been playing well lately. Scheffler's been playing well lately. I mean, I was a little surprised at Jordan Spieth not making it. You know, I thought that he'd be rejuvenated coming here. But, you know, we still have, Morikawa made the cut. Rory made the cut, frankly, a little disappointing that he's not higher up there.
Very.
It's been a tough, weird, kind of strange week, which is what makes what Scheffler and Smith are doing all the more impressive.
Well, like you said before we started this, we now have a golf tournament. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about it. The gap's been closed, and the infamous back nine on Sunday monster is lurking out there. I don't know how anyone can sleep on Saturday night sitting on a lead that's that tight on a golf course this difficult. The weather here has been a factor all week, as we've discussed also. The wet conditions early in the week and the practice rounds, that dynamic totally changed. Then we had the wind, and now we have the cold and the wind. And tomorrow, I believe the latest forecast I saw was 75 degrees.
Right.
Now the golf course is going to be different even again.
We got a chance for a really, really difficult final round because it's only getting firmer now. The wind has made the course dry out even more. The greens will be firmer. It's going to be a challenge. There's still going to be a little bit of wind. I think we have a chance for some really volatile things occurring on Sunday. 3-shot lead is nothing. No, it's
not
just
here.
Not. I mean, it can go away very easily. He's fortunate that there aren't that many people close in Scheffler. But, you know, listen, somebody goes out and puts up a good score, it can happen. And you don't quite have it all, it's really going to be tough to get it home.
It was said before this tournament, Scottie Scheffler already has one hand gripped on Player of the Year. He wins this tournament. If he pulls this off, that would be an unbelievable feat, and people are saying he is the next Jordan Spieth. How do you feel about that kind of statement?
Well, I mean, it's rare to win 4 times in a season, let alone within 2 months. To throw a major in there too, it'd be very impressive. And I mean, I just keep going back to Scottie Scheffler was the 12th man on the U.S. Ryder Cup team in September. When he was picked by Steve Stricker, there was debate about it. We weren't even sure he was going to be the guy
be
the guy.
Yeah.
And obviously, he was a very good player at the time, and people saw what he could do, but he hadn't won yet. And now he has, and I don't think anybody would be surprised if he finished it off, but we also know how hard that can be.
It's going to be difficult. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be a great final round here in Augusta. Bob Herrig, thank you so much for stopping by tonight and doing Live from the Masters with us, and we look forward to tomorrow night where we'll be back with you. Frank Bassett and Bob Herrig saying have a great Sunday at the Masters. This off. That would be an unbelievable feat, and people are saying he is the next Jordan Spieth. How do you feel about that kind of statement?
Well, I mean, it's rare to win 4 times in a season, let alone within 2 months. To throw a major in there, too, it'd be very impressive. And, I mean, I just keep going back to Scottie Scheffler was the 12th man on the U.S. Ryder Cup team in September. When he was picked by Steve Stricker, there was debate about it. We weren't even sure he was going to be the guy,
or that he should
be the guy.
Yeah.
And obviously, he was a very good player at the time, and people saw what he could do, but he hadn't won yet. And now he has, and I don't think anybody would be surprised if he finished it off, but we also know how hard that can be.
It's going to be difficult. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be a great final round here in Augusta. Bob Herrig, thank you so much for stopping by tonight and doing Live from the Masters with us, and we look forward to tomorrow night where we'll be back with you. Frank Bassett and Bob Herrig saying have a great Sunday at the Masters.
So there you go, everybody. That was Bob Herrig and I having a little discussion regarding Saturday at the Masters. As you can tell in the background, we are in a hospitality house doing the show late at night, so we're all a little tired, and we're all a little looking forward, or should I say a lot, looking forward to tomorrow on that fabulous golf course. The infamous back nine will come into play in a big way tomorrow between Scotty Scheffler and Cam Smith. I think it's going to be a horse race, and well, let me just say this. Everybody, enjoy Sunday at the Masters.